Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Christine Roloff, and she is a Shelby County naturalist. I hope that's the right title, Christina. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yep, and I also am with the DNR out of Prairie Rose State Park.
And we want to talk a little bit about what's going on at Prairie Rose State Park. Actually, you have a pretty big event going on today.
Yes, at 5:30 tonight, we will be releasing a bald eagle back into the wild. It comes to me from SOAR, which is Saving Our Avian Resources up in Dedham, and it's a rehabilitation and education organization that takes in injured birds, tries to get them better, and then release them again.
And I know they do lots of different kinds of birds, but it seems to me, at least in my mind, a bald eagle is pretty special.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. It's one of those things that I have never, ever gotten to release a bald eagle, and I have been working with Kay for probably 17 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited.
Yes. And did we say what time that's going to happen?
At 5:30.
And where?
We are going to meet in front of the lower campground. So it would be, between sites 10 and 20-ish.
Okay.
And then kind of down towards the lake, there's a nice, flat, open space there for a lot of people to stand, because I'm guessing that this should bring lots of people out.
Oh, I hope it does. So have you handled this bird previously? Is this
gonna... I have not, no. We're going to keep it pretty simple, and I'm not going to try to handle it. My thought of what I would like to do is I'm going to see if there's any veterans in the crowd, and whoever has the longest amount of service time in, I'm going to let them, we're just going to open up the door, so I'll let that veteran open up the door, and she will be free.
Oh, wonderful. I've never really, I guess, discussed this with anybody, but there have to be all kinds of emotions that people are having when that bird flies free.
Yes, yeah, definitely, definitely, especially, you know, it's our national symbol.
Yes, that makes it really special. So, we'll remind people again of time and place here in a little bit, but let's talk a bit more about Prairie Rose State Park.
Yes.
What's going on here in the fall and into the winter? What's happening at Prairie Rose?
I do have some programs scheduled through the fall here. Up on Sunday, October 14th, I'm going to have a fall colors hike, and we're going to do that at 1:30, and we're going to meet kind of back by in the campground back by the dam. Also, at the end of October, I'm going to have a milkweed seed ball program.
Oh.
So I've actually gathered up a whole bunch of butterfly milkweed seed, and we'll mix it with some clay and some soil, and then people will get to make balls that they can either take home and put on their property or throw in the ditches, just to provide more monarch habitat, of course. I'm going to try some cool weather canoeing on November 3rd.
Wow.
And then around Thanksgiving, so on November 18th, I'm going to do an addle-addle program. And what addle-addles are is they are a Native American spear thrower, and they are a lot of fun. It just always helps them throw spears farther and more accurately. And some people still use them for hunting today, too, but they're just a lot of fun to just even try out.
See if you can hit the mark.
Exactly. I don't even bring a target with. A lot of people just see how far they can get them,
okay.
Which could be kind of amusing.
Well, interesting. You're saying some people still use those for hunting. What do they hunt with them?
In some states, you can't in Iowa, but in some states, you can hunt like deer with them.
Really?
Yes.
Very interesting. Yeah. So then, is the park available during the wintertime if it's snowing and et cetera?
It is, yeah. Of course, the water gets turned off, and running water is not available.
Right.
But some people do come out and brave the cold.
Well, there's always snowshoeing.
Yes, yep, I'll have some of that going on whenever the snow cooperates, of course.
And so you have some supplies if people
yes.
want to borrow some?
I don't necessarily lend them out, but I try to do, if when we have snow available, I try to at least get the snowshoeing offered a couple of times
okay.
to give people a chance to come
okay.
from it.
Well, that's, from what I understand, I'm not very sports-minded, but from what I understand, if you think you can't ski, maybe you want to try snowshoeing.
Yes, it's just like walking.
A little bigger feet, but just
yes.
like walking. It sounds
definitely.
Like you make it sound really fun, Christina.
Now,
can people start making reservations, or when can they start making reservations if they're looking ahead to next summer?
They can make reservations 3 months ahead of time.
Okay. So, and how would they do that?
It's a Reserve America website.
Okay.
Is what it is.
It's So go online.
And if you just Google, yeah, if you Google Iowa State Park reservations, it pops up right away.
Okay, very good. So planning ahead. I know some people, you know, do family reunions and that sort of thing. They really need to set a date and
yes.
kind of want to be sure there's a space there when you are doing that planning.
Yes.
So, Christina, I'll go back to something else you mentioned, the milkweed pods.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned butterfly milkweed. How are those different than the ones that we see that farmers don't want growing out there in their cornfields?
Well, you know, any weed farmers don't want in their field anyway. But a lot of times people think of the common milkweed, which has really big leaves and has the big, round, kind of pinkish-purplish-colored flowers. The butterfly milkweed, you don't see it quite as often, and it has bright orange flowers. They're one of my favorites.
I think they're a little easier to control, perhaps, and put them
yeah.
in an area where you want to add some color, and they're pretty hardy.
Yes, they definitely are.
And at least the ones I had at home this year bloomed. They quit blooming for a while, and then they bloomed again.
Yep.
So a good plant to add some color. And it should be one that lasts for a while. It should be a hardy perennial.
Yes, it is.
So, and then, Christina, I have, I guess online, I saw some butterfly milkweeds that were different colors than orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe we just need to investigate that some
yeah.
more, huh? Give people a little opportunity. But they are a really, really nice plant.
Yeah, but you also have to be very careful. So I've just recently learned that there is some kind of tropical kind of milkweed that if you plant it, monarch thinks that it's a milkweed, lays its eggs on it, and then the caterpillars won't eat it. And then they end up...
Oh. So
you have to be very
careful.
With, like, the tropical species
okay.
and try to stick to native ones.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking for seeds, one thing you can do is to contact you. But
mm-hmm.
if you're going online, you maybe want to say grown in the U.S. or
yeah.
native plants to Nebraska and Iowa or, you
yes.
know, to kind of rein that in a little bit.
And we do have a few companies that deal directly only in Iowa ecotype seeds, too.
Okay, and you'd have those resources
yes.
available. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's go back and talk about the birds a little more, because
okay.
today you are releasing that eagle. How much does an eagle weigh when it's an adult?
When it's adult, an average size for an Iowa eagle is about 10 pounds. For my education birds, my male weighs about 8, and my female is a little bit heavier than 10.
Interesting. So do you know if there are bald eagle nests in Shelby County?
Yes, there is. I know of one for sure. I'm not allowed to say where it is at. And I think I did find a second one this past year. I never got to see if there was eagles at it or not, but it's a place that I'll definitely be able to keep an eye on through this winter and this spring to see if there's any activity there.
They are big. The nests are
yes.
big, yes.
yes.
And it's interesting, you know, it used to be we didn't see bald eagles at all. Now you keep your eyes open, and often somewhere near creeks, near water, is that kind of where
yes.
they'll
yep.
be?
Yep, especially in the wintertime, they're following the rivers and looking for lots of fish.
So very likely you could see one. And if it's a big bird with a white head, you've got a pretty good chance, of,
yes.
I think, of being a bald eagle there.
Yep,
so,
definitely.
You know, Christina, we talked about where this is going to be located in Prairie Road State Park. And I know if you have a computer, you can just Google Prairie Road State Park and find out where it's located. But why don't you give us some clues of how we find the park?
The address is 680 County Road M47. Right now, there is a lot of roadblocks up saying that the road is closed, but you can still get through. So don't let that deter you. It's located about halfway between County Road F58 and Highway 44. So it would be north of Walnut. Probably about 5-6 miles.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you told us about the roads, because I'm sure some people go, well, I was supposed to go there and now I can't because
yeah,
the road
no,
is...
You can still get through.
All right. Very good. And again, this is happening what time?
5:30.
All right. Is there any other program with that, or the main thing is just saying hello, folks? And
yeah, I'll give a little information about the bird and what her injury was.
Okay.
And then it'll be a pretty quick thing. I'm sure once we open that door, she will be ready to go.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Christina Roloff, who is the Cass County, or excuse me, the story. Let's see if we can get the right county right. The Shelby County Naturalist, and she works with the DNR. in addition to being there at Prairie Rose State Park. We thank you very much, Christina.
Yep, you're welcome.
And
you're
hope
welcome.
You have a good crowd tomorrow.
Thank you.
Until next time, let's just think about what free as a bird means.